Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to Leadership from the Heart, the podcast that dives deep into the world of operational focus leadership. I'm your host, Romy Montperus, and I'm thrilled to have you join us on the journey of discovery, growth, and transformation. In each episode, we'll explore the essential principles of effective leadership that not only drive results, but touch the very core of human connection. At Leadership from the Heart, we believe that leadership is not just a title, it's a commitment to inspire, empower, and guide with authenticity and compassion. Welcome to another episode of Leadership from the Heart. I'm your host, Romy, and today we're getting into the field of emotional intelligence in leadership. At Leadership from the Heart, we're committed to empowering leaders to build and rebuild cultures, unlock their authentic power, and embrace people-first leadership. In this episode, we'll explore the profound impact of emotional intelligence on effective leadership. Emotional intelligence, aka EQ or EI, is not just about understanding emotions. It's about using the understanding to enhance your leadership. We'll discuss why EI is a game changer in today's leadership landscape. I first heard of emotional intelligence back in 2015-2016 through a seminar at work. Our pre-work was to read the groundbreaking book, Emotional Intelligence Principles, by Daniel Goleman. That was basically what introduced EQ into the workplace back in 1995. More recently, though, organizations have begun adopting the concept of emotional intelligence in the workplace. It's becoming more evident that leaders with high EQ, or EI, can make a more creative and productive work environment, and therefore are proved to be more effective leaders. I did some research and wanted to share a few examples about leaders who exhibit high EQ or EI. Self-awareness example. Imagine a team leader who is self-aware. They recognize that they tend to become frustrated when projects fall behind. Instead of reacting with anger or blame, they acknowledge their frustration, take a moment to reflect on its cause, and decide to address the issue in a calm, constructive way with their team. Example number two, self-regulation. Consider an employee who receives critical feedback during a performance review. Instead of becoming defensive or upset, they practice self-regulation by listening attentively, asking for clarification, and taking the time to process the feedback before responding. This helps them maintain professionalism and open communication. Example number three, empathy. Think of a manager who demonstrates empathy. When a team member is going through a challenging personal situation, such as a family illness, the manager does not just focus on work-related matters. Instead, they express genuine concern, offer support, and adjust workloads or deadlines to accommodate the employee's needs. Example number four, handling conflict. Consider a team member who excels at handling conflict. When disagreements arise with the team, they facilitate open discussions, ensure all viewpoints are heard, and guide the group toward a resolution that everyone can agree on. This prevents conflicts from escalating and maintains a positive team environment. Example number 5, decision making. Imagine a manager making a difficult decision about downsizing the team due to budget constraints. They use their emotional intelligence to weigh the impact on the employees, consider alternatives, and communicate the decision with empathy and transparency, helping effective individuals cope with the challenges. Self-awareness is the basis of EI. Leaders who understand their own emotions can effectively navigate them and make more informed decisions. We'll explore some techniques for developing self-awareness. There are some free assessment tools online, such as personality assessments and the DISC assessment, that can help leaders gain more self-awareness regarding their leadership abilities. That includes communication, time management, teamwork, and problem solving. We've gone ahead and included some of those links in our show notes for your convenience. Once you've taken those assessments, you can begin the next step, self-regulation. Self-regulation is the ability to control emotions, especially in challenging situations. A great example of self-regulation occurred when my team and I took the DISC assessment. It revealed that my personality leaned closer to an I style, denoting that I was an influencer, different from the concept of a social media influencer. In the DISC framework, I represents individuals who tend to be outgoing, persuasive, and socially adept. They excel in relationship building, exuding enthusiasm and charisma. Increasingly, my two morning managers emerged as S's, signifying steadiness. Individuals with these styles are renowned for their reliability, their patience, and cooperative nature. They prioritize harmonious relationships, and they are attentive listeners, and they're known for their supportive teamwork. They typically require time for planning and reviewing their work prior to execution. Recognizing this contrast, I understood why my morning managers were initially resistant to participating in impromptu meetings and events, despite their dedication to the work. It became evident to me that they needed time for planning and review. In response, I adjusted my approach and we began to plan the meetings that they would lead. The outcome was remarkable. Both leaders thrived and took complete ownership of their task. This experience underscores how self-regulation empowers leaders to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively, leading to more effective and harmonious team dynamics. Empathy allows leaders to connect with team members on a deeper level. Empathy is the capacity to understand and share the feelings, thoughts, and perspectives of another person. It involves the ability to step into someone else's shoes, recognizing their emotions, and demonstrate understanding and compassion for their experiences, even if they differ from your own. Empathy is a fundamental aspect of human connection and is essential for building relationships, fostering understanding, and providing emotional support to others. Empathetic leaders can create trust, collaboration, and positive organizational cultures. Emotional intelligence plays an important role in enhancing communication skills for leaders, enabling them to effectively convey ideas, mediate conflicts, and inspire their teams. I remember an incident early in my leadership career, prior to my introduction of the Emotional Intelligence Principles by Daniel Goldman. There was a situation that required me to administer a corrective action, but the employee was clearly having a challenging day, likely due to a combination of work-related and personal issues. In that moment, I experienced a profound shift in my perspective. First, I felt empathy towards the employee, recognizing that administering this corrective action on a day where they were already struggling would likely increase their distress. Additionally, I was concerned about their reaction and how it might impact our working relationship. It was during this critical moment that I requested guidance from my leader at the time, Jack, who imparted a valuable lesson. Before being leaders, we are human beings, he said, and our foremost responsibility is to the care and well-being of our team members. I believe this is when I knew I would choose leadership for the remainder of my career, as this philosophy aligned with my being. This experience marked a turning point in my leadership journey, as I came to understand that while we have tasks and duties to fulfill as leaders, our primary concern should always be the welfare of our people. By recognizing your own emotions as a leader, or more critically, considering how your message may affect your team's emotional state, is vitally important. It should guide your choice of communication methods. Tailoring your communication to your audience demands mindfulness of tone, nonverbal cues, and timing. Always remain professional, demonstrate respect, and maintain focus on the topic at hand. This approach ensures that your communication encourages understanding, trust, and a positive team dynamic. Social awareness is the ability to understand and recognize the emotions, perspectives, and needs of others. It involves being attuned to the feelings and the experiences of others around you, as well as having empathy and a strong sense of social responsibility. Socially aware leaders can navigate social situations with sensitivity, build positive relationships, and respond effectively to those emotions and needs of others. This skill is a key component of emotional intelligence, and it is essential for raising healthy interpersonal connections and cooperation. Leaders who excel in this area can build stronger, more cohesive teams. But EI doesn't just benefit the individual. It transforms entire cultures. Depending on which area you excel in the emotional intelligence and which area you call for opportunity, there are 5 practical strategies you can use for EI in leadership development. 1 is attend workshops and training programs focused on emotional intelligence. 2, seek a mentor who excels in emotional intelligence and ask for guidance, support, and feedback. 3, continuously introduce feedback into your leadership style, making adjustments to your emotional intelligence as you make improvements. 4, attend culturally sensitive trainings to enhance your understanding of diverse perspectives and emotions. And 5, form or join a peer support group with other leaders to discuss EI-related challenges and share strategies for improvement. Leading with emotional intelligence aligns with one of our core values here at Leadership from the Heart. Remember that emotional intelligence is not just a skill, it's a mindset. It's about leading with your heart, empathy, and a genuine commitment to the well-being and growth of your team. So until next time, lead with empathy and lead from your heart. Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Leadership from the Heart. We hope that you've gained valuable tools and inspiration to transform your leadership approach and create lasting impact within your organization. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Your feedback means the world to us and helps us reach more aspiring leaders like you. Remember, leadership is a journey and one that we're all on together. So until next time, lead with purpose, lead with empathy, and lead from your heart. This is Romy Montperus signing off, reminding you that your leadership has the power to shape a brighter future for all.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.